is not there. And feeling such high separation is called prema vaichitya. Sometimes we shall see this prema vaichitya in the queens of Dwarka. Also, at night they are lying awake. And they cannot sleep. And one queen is saying, "Oh ocean, why are you so restless? It was moving and moving and roaring restlessly like this. Is it because you are feeling separation from Krishna? Oh Ferrari bird, why are you awake at this time of night? Is it that your heart has also been pierced by his glances?" But this is prema vaichitya, but only like Abha. Not like the prema vaichitya of Srimati Radhika and the gopis. Hers is so high. Krishna seeing the separation of Radhika in his presence, Krishna saw it. Better than the unhappiness of separation in union, better to have the happiness of union in separation. Therefore he left Vrindavan and went to Mathura. When Srimati Radhika is feeling separation from Krishna, she embraces the tamal tree and thinks, "Oh, now I have attained the embrace of Krishna, my life is a success." And she's so satisfied. But in union with Krishna, such high separation comes. So Krishna thinks that separation is like a fire and I am like fuel. If I am there, it will be increased. Just like when there's an iron pan, if one drop of water is put there, it will immediately evaporate. So Krishna thinks, if I return to Vrindavan, their separation will go so high, their life will be, they'll give up their life. So then, also, Krishna, if he does not return to Vrindavan, then the gopis have Asa Tantu. Asa means hope. And Tantu means if you take a lotus flower and you break the lotus flower, inside there's some very fine fibers. Very fine. So Asa Tantu. The life of the gopis is held by a very fine, gentle, and delicate fiber of hope that can break at any moment, but at least this is keeping them alive. What is that hope? The hope that Krishna will return, because Krishna has promised, possible, the day after tomorrow I will return. So that hope is keeping them alive. Krishna has sent Uddhava also. Why? So that Uddhava can go and study in the school of the gopis, so that Uddhava will learn what is Braj Prem. He does not know. He is very high devotee. He is the highest devotee outside of Braj. But he cannot understand what is Braj Prem. So Krishna sent him there. Whose separation is the highest? Krishna or the gopis? Krishna's separation is higher. Because the gopis and Srimati Radhika, they can console each other because they are of the same mood. But in Mathura, there is no one to console Krishna. So Krishna thinks, if Uddhava can learn something of what is Braj Prem, then maybe I can speak to him and my separation will go down. Something. I will get some relief. Also, when Krishna is away from Vrindavan, then the gopis, they feel separation. And in their separation, they have spurti. Krishna appears. They become mad and they see Krishna. And they think, "Oh, Krishna is here in Vrindavan." And seeing Krishna and feeling Krishna is in Vrindavan, then they dress themselves nicely and they go about their everyday duties, only thinking Krishna is here. Sometimes dressing themselves nicely, bathing, eating. Otherwise they would never do these things. Why doesn't Krishna bring all the Mathura Basis to Braj, or the Braj Basis to Mathura? Why? Because on the one hand it is said that the distance between Mathura and Vrindavan is the distance between two fingers. There is one line and Mathura is here, Vrindavan is here. You know, only 4 rupees on a rickshaw you can go to Vrindavan from Mathura. And more than that, Srimati Radhika, she's traveling from Vasana to Radhakund. This distance is like 24 kilometers. That's a long distance. From Vrindavan to Mathura is so close. And every day she's going to Radhakund, distance of 24 kilometers. How is that possible? Because the dharma is like elastic and it's stretching and contracting to assist the pastimes of the divine couple. So Mathura is so close according to some geographical idea, but actually Mathura is not close. Mathura and Vrindavan are millions and millions and millions and millions of miles apart. Why? Because one is Madhurya Bhumi and one is Aishwarya Bhumi. In Vrindavan there is Madhurya. Krishna's pastimes are like an ordinary boy, like an ordinary common boy. And in Mathura, Aishwarya. The mood of Aishwarya is there. So because of this difference in mood, you cannot say that Vrindavan and Mathura are close, they are very far away. So, Krishna, he's giving some message to Uddhav. You go there to Vrindavan. And when you go there, you tell my parents, "Oh, Nanda Baba, you showed a Maya? Give up your sadness. Krishna's just coming. Coming very soon. So you should make preparations. You go and feed the cows and pat them and make everything and give them some water and make all the preparations because Krishna's coming very soon. And you tell my father, I know you're feeling separation. So don't stay in the house, go outside and go for a walk." And then the Baba says to Uddhav, "You know, Uddhav, when I stay in the house, sometimes I see an ankle bell, Christmas ankle bell somewhere. I see some small clothes of Christmas. And I see his flute. Everywhere I look, it reminds me of Krishna. And my heart begins to shake. I cannot stay there. I cannot stay in the house. So I have to go outside. Then I go outside and I walk around. I go to the Yamuna, to Brahmanda Ghat. And what do I see? There I see Krishna's small footprints in the sand. It reminds me of Krishna. And walking back from the Yamuna, I remember how I used to take him there to take bath. And he would sit on my shoulder. And walking from Yamuna, I see Krishna sitting on my shoulder. And in this way, my mind becomes so disturbed. Oh, Uddhav, can you give me any advice? I cannot stay inside, I cannot stay outside. What can I do, Uddhav? Can you give me some good advice? You are so intelligent." And the Baba is speaking with Uddhav like this. And Yashoda Maya, she cannot even speak. Separation is so high. She cannot even speak. Uddhav, he went to see the gopis and give them consolation. But only seeing Uddhav, the gopis said, "Before we saw you, we had some hope that Krishna would return. But now seeing you, all our suffering. You come here and you're telling us about the Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad. What is love? You're telling us to meditate, giving us this Brahma Dhyana, how Krishna is everywhere and all pervading. Why are you giving us this? We are not fit recipients of this instruction. You give this instruction to Lord Brahma and Shiva, not to us. We are Langotiya Ya. You understand, we are Langotiya Ya. This means in India, the babies they wear Langotiya. It means they run around naked, but they wear a string around their waist. Then we are Krishna's Langotiya Ya. Ya means friends. We are running around naked in the dust with Krishna since we are little babies. And you're telling us, meditate on him. Don't give us this instruction. Oh, Uddhav is trying some other method. Krishna is giving him so many messages. This one's not working so well. He gives another message. What is that? Krishna is saying to Uddhav. Oh, Gopi. Do you remember the day when we had Ras? At that time, I was with each of you. At that time, when we had Ras, I was with each of you at once. With Brahma and Shiva and many yogis, and they are trying to do meditation and clean their hearts, that it will become neat and clean and pure, the Krishna will come there. But what did the gopis do? Only taking the dopata, the upper garment, and spreading it on the ground. And this upper garment is wet from their tears and smeared with kumkum from their breath. And Krishna very happily is sitting there. Each gopi puts down her garment and Krishna is sitting on it. Of each gopi. Do you remember those days when we had rest? I was with each of you at that time. You were fatigued from dancing. We were dancing and your ankle bells, sometimes they would break and they were scattered here and there. At that time, I would look around here and there in the grass and find the right ankle bell and come and apply the ankle bell to you, put your ankle bell on. Do you remember? That time you were perspiring so much, I would take my own cloth and catch your perspiration, wipe your perspiration away. Do you remember that time? Buddha could not understand, he was not there. Krishna said, do you remember when you heard my flute and you wanted to come and meet me in Ras? At that time, you were stopped by your in-laws. They stopped you. Do you remember that time? Then the fire of separation became so high that only in your heart you met with me and embraced me, and then you found yourself at the place of Ras, at Vamsi Bhat. You found yourself there. You had arrived there even before the other gopis. Some gopis are running, but those who were stopped, only being stopped, the fire separation becomes so high, they met with Krishna, embraced him, and found themselves there before the other gopis even arrived. Krishna, do you remember that? So you should understand, when you feel that I am there, you think that it is your imagination. But you should know, really, really it is me. Thank you.